91X News.
It's 10 degrees and a chance of drizzle at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Stark. In local news, a Trenton man has been charged with trespassing after being found in a garage reading a magazine in the middle of the night. The 59-year-old man was found by Belleville police at 1:30 a.m. Monday after they received a complaint. He was in a residential garage in the city's East End. The man has also been charged with breach of his probation. He is to appear in Belleville court on April 14th. Belleville police responded to two incidents involving bear spray last weekend. The first incident took place Friday at about 1:30 a.m. at Loyalist College. According to police, a man and woman were attacked with bear spray after an altercation. Two men were seen running into the woods to the west off Walbridge Loyalist Road. A canine unit was called in, but police were unable to catch the suspects, and the investigation is ongoing. Both victims were treated at Belleville General Hospital. Belleville OPP and Tiahtanega Police are searching for a man after a case of child luring on March 8th. The man reportedly in a white van approached the child and offered them a ride on Young Street in Tiahtanega. Police are looking for a black man in his early 20s wearing a black hoodie and with a deep voice. The vehicle is described as a white cargo type van with side and rear doors. Anyone with information is asked to call the Tiahtanega Police. The city of Quinte West has partnered with the Empire Theater to bring Alan Doyle, lead singer of Canadian rock band Great Sea, to the annual Trenton Irish Scottish Festival this year. Doyle will headline the event, which runs on September 9th and 10th. Last year, the headlining performers were the Burra McNeils and Scottish actor Graham McTavish. According to the city, the festival brings around $500,000 and roughly 8,000 people to Quinte West. In addition to live music, the festival will feature Celtic food, Highland dancing, and a parade. Tickets for the event go on sale March 17th through the Empire Theatre website. In other news, Toronto's police chief says the 27-year-old suspect in a double stabbing at a Canadian Forces recruitment center said, "Allah told me to do this." Chief Mark Saunders has described what happened yesterday, telling reporters that a uniformed master corporal who was posted near the entrance of the center was the first to be attacked.
The accused began striking him until he fell to the ground. The master corporal managed to get up, at which point he observed the accused had a large knife in his hand. The accused continued to advance at the master corporal and slashed him on the upper right arm. The accused continued into the center area of the recruitment center and attempted to slash another uniformed Canadian Forces member. However, she managed to escape unscathed.
Chief Saunders says there is no indication that suspect Ayan al-Hassan Ali was working with any group, although they are still working to put the pieces together. He is scheduled to appear in court later today. That's QNET News on 91X at 3:02. In local sports, the Wellington Dukes finished off their first round series last night against the Aurora Tigers with a 6-5 overtime win. Wellington finished the series in six games, and the Dukes will now advance to the second round to play their local rivals and number one seeded team, the Trenton Golden Hawks. Ben Soke finished game six with four goals, while Dylan Mascarin chipped in with four assists. The series against the Golden Hawks begins on Wednesday night in Trenton. In other sports, the Vancouver Stealth announced today that Jamie Batley will succeed Dan Pirillo as the head coach of the Stealth Effective immediately. Batley, 49, is a Peterborough, Ontario native and is one of the only 10 coaches in National Lacrosse League history to have surpassed 80 games coached with a winning record. Team president and general manager Doug Locker says he is excited to welcome Jamie to the Vancouver Stealth. Batley will make his coaching debut when the Stealth hosts the Saskatchewan Rush on Saturday, March 19th. Toronto Junior Canadiens forward Connor Beck has confirmed his commitment to join the sunny Cortland Red Dragons beginning with the 2016-17 Sunyak season. The Richmond Hill, Ontario native has spent the past 2 years in the OJHL. Beck would be one of the club's leading scorers with 10 goals and 32 points in 38 games played when he was moved to the nearby Toronto Junior Canadiens prior to the trade deadline. Beck posted a point per game with the Canadiens to finish the year third in scoring on the team with 48 points in 54 games played. Send us your team or league scores at our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is periods of rain ending this afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle and high of 10. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of drizzle, fog patches developing this evening on a low plus 5. On Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of drizzle in the morning, showers beginning near noon and ending late in this afternoon. At 3:04, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rachel Stark, News on 91X, next at 4.